Let us go to the Word of God today for a new thought of truth that will enlighten our hearts, enlighten our understanding, open our eyes that we can see beautiful and wonderful truths out of the Word of God. In Luke, the first chapter, in verse 35, "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born to thee shall be called the Son of God." Our lesson today, our thought for the day, is the mystery of the Son of God, the divine Son of God. So when Jesus was born, he was not born as an ordinary person, as some people would have us believe, that he was just a good man that was born. He was just another prophet that was born. Most everyone in the world today will recognize that Jesus Christ was born, that he was a good man, that he was a prophet. He went about doing good. This they will agree to. But, beloved, the mystery is this, that he was the divine Son of God, and not everyone will acknowledge this truth. But we find that he was the Son of God, and as the Son of God, he had power to rule and reign because of his divine origin, because of his divine union with his heavenly Father, because of his divine source, his divine origin began in the bosom of his Father. Because of that union, he had power over all creation. The Word says that God has put all things under subjection to him. So we find in Matthew, the 8th chapter, in verse 29, that when Jesus went out among the land, the country of the Gergesenes there, that he met one possessed with many devils. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before our time?" Even the devils, James said, believe and tremble that he is the Son of God. And here is mortal man that should believe and should tremble and should receive him as their personal Savior. Frequently, they do not even know who Jesus Christ really is, that he was the divine Son of God. And then again, in Matthew, the 14th chapter, and verse 33, on this occasion, when Jesus was walking upon the water, and Peter bid the Lord to ask him to come upon the water, and the Lord said, "Well, go ahead, come on, Peter, you can walk on the water too." And so Peter got out of the boat and started walking toward Jesus Christ, and then he looked down, as we would have done, I'm sure, also, and he began to sink when he took his eyes off of Jesus, the Son of God. And so Jesus extended his hand and lifted Peter up out of the sinking waves. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." And so what a beautiful occasion. This Jesus, they knew the name Jesus, but they really didn't know in another sense who Jesus really was, that he was the divine Son of God. And as such, having such union with his heavenly Father, that all the forces of nature were subject to him. When he desired the waves to be a street and to be solidified, as it were, under the feet of Peter, and he enabled Peter to walk. He could do that because he was the divine Son of God. And likewise, beloved, if we recognize who Jesus is, yes, we know theoretically, but God wants us to learn experimentally in every situation that he can put a street where there is no street. That's why he said, "I am the way." And so Peter found a way under his feet. And as long as he looked to the Son of God, Jesus, the author and finisher of the way, he was able to walk in the way. But when he took his eyes from the author and the finisher of the way, he began to sink. The only way we can see the way is by not looking at the way apart from Jesus, but looking unto Jesus himself, who is the author and finisher of the way. And as long as Peter looked on Jesus, he could see the way, and it was solid and firm and sure. And when he took his eyes from Jesus, then he began to sink. And Jesus then, in answer to Peter's plea, even when he was sinking, he looked back up to Jesus, the author and finisher of the way. And Jesus lifted him back up and one more time made the way firm and true and solid under him so they could walk into the ship. And then when they got into the ship, the winds ceased, the storms ceased, the waves ceased, and the people had a vision of Jesus as the way maker. Yes, he is the Son of God, and as the Son of God, he has made a way from earth to glory. He's made a way whereby that man can walk in a living relationship with God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We have got to personally look upon the Son of God, and as we look upon him and not on the creation, we're so tempted to look upon the creation, to look upon the creature, to take our eyes away from the author and finisher of the way, the divine living Son of God. And the Bible said that Jesus has made a new and living way from earth to heaven, as it were. Seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we, yet without sin. So our thought today is the Son of God. I love that truth, to keep your eyes upon the author and the finisher, the divine Son of God. The way originated in the Son of God and through the Son of God. The way will be finished in and through the Son of God. So, beloved, we got saved. If we are saved today and we are Christians, we got saved because we looked up by faith into the face of the living Son of God, and he saved us, and he lifted us up out of a horrible pit, up out of the miry clay of sin, and put our feet upon a solid rock or a solid way. Now, if that was the beginning, then, beloved, it has to continue that way. That's the way that it will be finished. Let us keep our eyes upon the Son of God at this Christmas time. Otherwise, we'll be sinking and all the tinsel and the artificial things that accompany Christmas. And let us keep our eyes on the divine Son of God and not upon the creature, not upon the creation. And we'll be able to walk solidly, firmly through wind, storm, rain, and have him as our personal governor and guide in this Christmas season. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the divine Son of God, Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. We thank you for these truths. Lord, we pray that you will write them upon the fleshly tables of our hearts, that we might meditate upon them while we're sitting down, while we're lying down, while we're walking in the way, that we might continually meditate upon thy word and hide it in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee, because we pray in Jesus' lovely, precious name. Amen.